suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired. Okay.
Let's see. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
was behaving bad?
No, now the nurse is sending the child home.
Oh.
Because the child. The teacher might send the child home if the child was bad.
Yes.
And the nurse might send the child home if the child. What?
A big child?
Hmm?
A good sized child or just.
Well, just any child. If. Well,
maybe it was sick.
Yeah, that's what I was getting
sick.
At.
Sick, yes.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say the child feels sick.
In his stomach. Okay.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Call it a merry. It's merry, that's what I call it. Ain't that what you'd say it was?
Okay, that's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
Boogerman.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when you see them?
Let me see what the word. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Would you ever say anything besides Merry Christmas?
And say Christmas gift.
Okay.
Oh.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to. What, this very far? I'm glad I don't
have to tote it.
Okay. What do you call something that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can pull its legs and its head and its tail?
Cuddle.
Okay. And what would you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Let's see. It's a gopher.
Okay.
Gopher lives on the land. He don't live in the water.
Mm-hmm. But he looks pretty much like a cuddle.
Looks pretty much like it, but he don't live in the water. He digs him a hole.
Well, now what about terrapins? Do you have them here?
Yes, and terrapins live in the water.
Mm-hmm. Can you eat any of these things?
Well, yes, ma'am, you can eat them.
Well, now how do you fix them?
When you kill them, now you don't eat no gopher. I ain't never seen nobody eat no gopher. But these terrapins, people are crazy over them. They'll kill them and cut their necks off. And then when you do that, then you put them in some water and you peel all that, you know, then you get their leg and all the inside and the meat, and then you throw that shell away.
Uh-huh. And then how do they cook them?
Just put them in the pot and cook it. And when it's done cooked like you want, then it just, you take it out and season it just like you want it. It's good.
So you mean you boil it? Or
yeah,
you fry
oh, you boil it.
It.
You boil it. You got to boil it to get it done.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what is it? Does it taste like anything else?
Oh, some people say better than chicken.
Uh-huh. Does it have that kind of flavor?
It have a good flavor to it. It tastes kind of like a fish.
Uh-huh.
Have a fish.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like a catfish or something like that.
Uh-huh.
If you like catfish, you can eat that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, don't they have claws or something on the feet that you
have?
They have
nails on the feet, you know,
uh-huh.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
And you cut all of them off, you know, but you leave them toes and things on there and you cook that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I never tried any of that. I'll have to try some sometime if I can go find me one to catch. But you say you can eat a terrapin, but you don't eat a gopher.
You don't eat a gopher.
You eat a cuddle.
Eat a cuddle, too.
Uh-huh. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Call them chitlin.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.